Time to talk the Lorain County Fair. The 177th annual Lorain County Fair runs August 20th through the 27th. Patrick Twining, board member, joining us this morning. We always check in with Patrick to see what's happening at the fair. Good morning. How's things going?
We're good. How are you guys this morning?
We are great and excited for a fun day in Wellington for the annual Lorain County Fair. What's getting you excited this year?
Oh, well, you know what? I've been up here since Wednesday afternoon getting stuff ready. I actually rolled in about a half hour ago up here today getting stuff ready to go and wrapped up. And it's that time of year again. It's another exciting week, and I always have it circled on my calendar.
Absolutely. We do, too, and we enjoy coming out there and talking with the people and watching all the people from the county and area communities coming by and enjoying themselves for the Lorain County Fair. Let's talk about the entertainment this year. Let's go out with Monday with the Guess Who is the band coming in.
That's right. Yep. Canadian rock band Guess Who's coming in Monday night. The Roots and Boots Tour is coming in Tuesday night. That's Colin Ray, Sammy Kershaw, and Aaron Tippett. So that'll be a big show for Tuesday. That's my highlight of the week. You know, those are the guys I grew up with. And then Wednesday night, we have the OSCPA Truck Pull again. Thursday night, we're continuing on with the County Tractor Pull instead of having it Saturday morning. And then Friday night, again, is the NTPA Grand National. So, of course, you know, that's exciting having three straight nights pulling under the lights. And then Saturday, we have the Combine Derby and Truck Derby. And Sunday, we wrap it up with the Car Demo Derby like always.
I see that the fair breakfast has made a return.
It has. We've been working on that the last couple of years, trying to reinvigorate that. And this year we finally got it back, and hopefully it's bigger and better than ever.
Lots of people coming out. How are the grounds? What's the shape of the grounds this year?
Well, right now we're a little bit soggy, as the rest of the county is. But, you know, the rain is supposed to be done now. Today's going to be a little cooler day, but, you know, the outlook for the next week and a half or so is kind of warm. So that ought to bake the moisture out of the parking lots, and we'll be in great shape by, I would say, Monday or Tuesday.
Hmm. Will you come out to the Lorain County Fair for a lot of activities, seeing the animals as well, the junior fair, the open the class as well, but everybody wants to look for some food. Any insights in some food this year? And there's always probably different things, new things that come out?
So a couple new ones. We have two new barbecue eat stands coming in. Swine Barbecue, which has a restaurant on the square in Medina, they're coming in. And then there's another one that's coming in. They're going to be, I believe they're both along the track. And then there's a couple sweet stands, dessert stands, if you will, that are coming in that look pretty enticing, and I'll probably end up eating way too much from all of those places. Uh-huh. But as normal, we've got UR fries and funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos, and you know, you name it, it's at the fair.
Sure. You have a picture on your Facebook page of dessert nachos, so that's going to intrigue
me. That's one great thing about our Facebook page. If you go and visit that, Charisse does a really good job of highlighting the new people that are coming in every year, and she gets pictures on there to get your mouth watering and get excited about it.
Right. Well, it's a good chance for people, and they always stop by the fair booth to pick up the schedule and get for people to come in. It's an $8 admission for that. And again, do you have some special days, like the Seniors Day is what, Thursday, right?
That's right. Yep. Senior Citizens Day and Veterans, they get in free on Thursday. Kids Day is Wednesday, although, you know, if you're old enough, you still have to pay admission. But Wednesday, there's a bunch of exciting activities going on for the kids. So it'll be a great week.
I saw some, the kiddie pedipool, I always see that, but there's some sort of like a building group. They're going to be able to make things or something out there, I guess?
I believe so. Yeah, they had that. I think, don't quote me on this, I think maybe it's Reaser Construction that put that on. And they've done that the last couple of years. I think you just build like a birdhouse or something like that under, I believe it's Pavilion 2.
Right.
But yeah, all sorts of fun crafts during the day for the kids, and then you know, different animal exhibits around the barns and stuff. I know over by my barn, over by the dairy barn, we bring in a couple bottle calves so kids can pet little baby calves. And I started it last year, and I'll be bringing them back again this year. We're even going to have probably half a dozen little piglets in for the kids to touch and take pictures with.
It's always a fun chance for kids who maybe don't get to see sort of the rural life coming out of the city to get to see some of the animals right here in Lorain County. It's one of the great things about having the fairgrounds in Wellington. It's a big grounds with lots going on and all sorts of fun. And again, it all kicks off really on Monday. But you do have the things on Sunday. I know Craig will be out there for the Claire Hill Award, as well as you've got the crowning of the Junior Fair King and Queen taking place that evening, right?
That's correct. Yep, that all takes place Sunday evening. And, you know, Sunday is an unofficial day for us. We have it as an official day because of harness racing on Sundays. But there may be more set up this year than there has been in the past. We've got a new ride crew, ride amusement crew that came in this year, and I believe they're going to be setting up today or tomorrow. So they may be operational Sunday. I'm not sure, but they may be.
Well, we know the Sunday is sort of a free day that opens. The harness racing starts around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
And the flag raising and the ceremony is taking place at around 5. And, of course, all the judges get to walk through those barns for all the people that submitted their entries into this year. And you get to see who gets the blue ribbons out of that. Patrick, we appreciate your time this morning. I'll let you get back to work. I know as you're ready to get through the weekend, Monday won't get here quite soon enough, right?
Well, soon enough or too soon. You take your pick.
Exactly.
We're looking forward to it either way.
Great. Thanks for joining us this morning, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot.